Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
Welcome, adventurers, to the next season of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. This is your host and Hammersmith NPC. Now, this may be your first time joining us, so here's a quick rundown of what we're doing. Hammer Crawl was initially conceived as my own personal method of running classic tournament-style dungeon crawls completely on the fly. Started as something I did at conventions for fun, but quickly grew into its own set of rules, and eventually this podcast. Now, this episode kicks off a new extended series of dungeon crawling with a brand new party of adventurers calling themselves the Wolves of Zaramund. This all-women group of players range from complete gaming neophytes to seasoned, long-term campaigners and everything in between. And if you listen to some of our other podcasts on the Breakfast Puppies Network, you'll probably recognize a few voices. We're starting this series off with a batch of 4 episodes, and we have a bunch more on deck as well. This is one of the most delightful gaming experiences that I've ever had, so I hope you too enjoy listening to the adventures of the Wolves of Zaramund.
Welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. Again, I am your host and Dungeon Master, NPC, and the players joining me today are...
Thanks for having me. I'm Lady Coquine. I'm hanging out in Portland doing some fancy stuff. My pronouns are either goddess or she. You can just call me she. It's cool. It's a super casual event today. I also produce a show in town called Whoopi, and you can find more about that at Whoopi Live. That's double H... or W-H-O-O-P-E-E live. And yeah, I'm a performer and I'm a weirdo, so I'm excited to be here and celebrate my character. And my character's name today is Delphine the Delver, which I very much approve of. She's a classy bitch. She's a thief. She's a human level 1 thief. Her traits are sultry, so you got that going for you. Middle class status. Background as a furniture maker, artistic ability. One of her favorite skills is riding. She gets to choose any animal, but her quirkiest set of gear is a chronic silent but deadly gas.
Oh. Such a curse.
Oh my. Next.
Hi, my name is Rachel Kelly. My pronouns are she and her. I'm playing Mowen Munster, the moody teen wizard. Aww. And you can find me on Twitter at Whole Milk.
Mao?
Mowen.
Mowen?
Mowen.
Mowen. It's M-A-U-W-I-N.
Mowen is what brings us together.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Thank you. I love it so much. I'm a moody teen wizard. My name is Mowen. I don't know what else.
What do you want from me? God.
Leave me alone.
Oh, God, you still understand.
My name is April. I use she, her pronouns. And today I am going to be Seraphina Labia. and I am a middle-aged, anachronistic cleric.
Oh, my God.
Fisher. I don't know.
I'm so excited.
The Fisher combo. Of men.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are a cleric, so, you know.
This is a Christian podcast, but... Just kidding.
What am I supposed to do with this goat then?
Yeah. Well. Just save it. Well, it'll come. It might come in handy later. My name is Natalie. And I come to you today in half orc berserker glory.
Oh my god.
I am a level one half orc. My alignment is chaos, so everyone buckle in. I'm late in my late teens, though I don't know what that means as an ogre. You know, I could, you know, I'm half orc? Slovenly. Wait. But and yet sometimes serene. I'm not kidding. It tells me that. It's just what it wants me to know. I am also lesser nobility, which I take that to be like I'm a half orc or ogre. So, you know, I maybe come from a sort of noble family, but I'm also half human. So they don't.
What was your name?
Oh, sorry. How rude of me. My name is Dominion Chester Killfrogger. You can call me Dom. Also, spoiler alert, I sometimes go into violent rage furies. Sorry, okay. Everyone.
That sounds fine.
That also is told to me on the sheet. This is not real life Natalie. This is character Natalie.
Oh, it's whatever you want it to be.
Why did I invite you again?
Because I'm unpredictable.
And concluding our group.
Hello, this is once again, this is Poppy Beaujolais. Your favorite, I'm going to start again. Hi, this is Poppy Beaujolais. This is Poppy Beaujolais, once again behind the mic. You can hear me on other Breakfast Puppies podcasts. Your favorite wannabe local wine snob. Sure, that's a thing. Absolutely. Today, I will be playing Trippy McCork. Trippy McCork is my name.
Trippy McCork.
Trippy McCork. I am an elderly, common, clumsy, poor halfling burglar. I have the following skills of bluff, cooking, musical instruments, and pouting.
Pouting.
Oh, I also have a bit of a regrettable haircut. And I don't know what I'm doing with these people here.
Oh, also I use she, her pronouns, but my character is a dude.
Oh, okay. Oh,
my character is also a dude. That is true.
Good to know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot my... Natalie is she, her. Ogre, berserker, Dom, I think is more of a they.
Oh, okay, okay.
I feel like Serafina Labia,
clearly a dude,
has leaned hard into the vagina monologues.
Oh, yeah.
Erase that.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Every corner.
That's a good anachronism for your character.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't come up with the name.
She's a women's studies major.
Yeah.
Portland State.
Yeah, I feel like all the spells are going to be like bad.
97, yeah. Your magical vagina.
Labia is part of my name. That's just what it is.
She like reads Eve Essler's blog every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've met her once.
Well, this is our first gathering of this group that we have assembled for a brand new venture into the dungeons. And if this is your first time listening to Hammer Crawl, a real quick notice that everything is done live at the table here. This is all improvisational. There is no planned adventure. The characters are randomly generated. They name each other's characters in hilarious ways. Nothing is pre-planned except the dungeon, which I save some time in advance by doing so that you, the listener, don't have to wait while I'm flipping through cards to build a dungeon. Well, your randomly generated party name, you are... The Wolves of Zeramund.
Ooh, I love
that.
Wolves of Zerum.
At least at the beginning, Delphine, I believe you were the leader of this party.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
So why did you form the Wolves of Zeramund?
Well, I am actually a local history expert, so I can go into some detail on that, actually.
Yeah.
So there once was a pack of lone thieves that used to roam outside our town, and they were originally called the Wolves of Zeramund.
So you stole the name.
I stole the name, but I also stole the title as the She-Wolf of Zeramund. So I am not stealing anything. I'm earning it.
Yeah.
Don't let me mansplain it to you. So with my artistic ability, I wooed the leader and then I killed him. And now I'm the she-wolf of Zeramin, and these is my pack of tribes, people.
What am I doing here again?
You kind of wandered into our like fire one night and we just kind of kept you. It's more of a pet situation. That's
You know what? Trippy McCork is totally cool with this.
You're the pet halfling.
They're old, poor.
Oh, man.
Common, elderly halfling.
What are you good at,
Trippy? Can you cook? Yeah.
I'm a burglar.
Yeah, there we go. She's a halfling, so she's
got to
be a burglar.
I'm good at pouting and musical instruments.
Oh, there we go. You keep everyone in a lively mood.
Yeah, entertained. You're very entertaining.
Rachel, what's your character's name?
Mowen Munster.
I'm just whatever. Mowen.
Mowen used to be a cheesemaker.
That's true.
And Labia.
I brought some Gouda with me.
Serafina Labia. Yeah.
I'm just gonna call her Labia. Yeah. And you're a Dom is a they.
Excuse me, Serafina Labia.
I'm gonna call you by.
You have to say the whole name every time. Sorry,
Mistress Labia.
Mistress as a. I don't know.
No, no.
There's only Serafina. One mistress here, Serafina. And it's the she-wolf.
Yeah, Labia slash Serafina.
And what was Trippy?
Trippy McCork.
Trippy McCork.
I've stumbled into this band of wolven goddesses, and I'm just like, hi, I'm Trippy. I'm their IT guy.
Yeah, I think Dom's like the sex slave of the goddesses, the wolf goddesses.
Speaking of IT guys, does anybody actually have the skill SEO on their character?
No.
What's okay. Where is that? Is that under skill?
Are you really?
It's one of the random skills. SEO. Search engine words. Optimization.
Wow.
Oh my god. That's the yuckiest thing I ever heard. No, I do not have SEO for the Moody Teen Wizard. Sorry.
I need you to say that a little bit more sarcastically for me to believe that.
So it's 1997. We're on a college campus.
Yep.
This is the Wolves of Zeramin's, one of our group here. Yes. So, no.
Yeah, we are the Wolves of Zeramin now, right?
Yeah. Now, speaking as the she-wolf, yes. Apparently you've decided that this is like a pack. This is a gang of some kind.
That sure is.
Who's your second?
Well, Serafina Labia, obviously.
Obviously, the choice. Other woman in the choice. Pack. Yeah. Duh.
Well, you're not quite sure when it comes to Dom.
She's like my regent. She's like my second.
No, my
Dom's the sex slave, like warrior, like protector, bodyguard, like person, you know? Like they go both ways and we like that, you know?
Yeah. It's chaos. It's complete chaos. That's the name of the game.
Dom understands that gender is a
wait
social
a minute.
Construct.
I'm just realizing that
because
like,
they are half.
I'm a fluid half and the two men are like teenage boys.
No, it's not. Cork is not a teenaged.
No, I'm old.
He's old.
Sorry, and elderly, actually.
Oh, yeah. Late teen.
But he's more of our pet. He's like the old dog that just didn't die. Yeah.
And I'm late teens, but I don't think that, like, I think older sort of fresh
different. Okay. Yeah, you're
big for your age.
I'm more like 20s. I'm in, like, you know.
Is the elf a teenager?
Late teens.
Okay, well, that means you're like 120.
Yeah, but I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still mad about it. Oh, my God.
It still sucks.
Everything sucks as hell.
Sucks.
Okay. I love the confluence of all of my traits. I can't wait to get into
the next question, then, She-Wolf Delphine.
Yeah.
Why have you gathered your group specifically on this occasion to venture forth into the Black Lair, the Vampire Count?
I just got a little tingle in my nether.
Yeah, I'm positively tingling.
The vampire count who he lives in the Black Lair. Well, we had a fling, you know, and like things are a little rocky, and he still has some of my stuff. And so we're going in to retrieve it.
He has your Tori Amos album.
Yeah, and so much
1997
more.
On a college campus.
Exactly. He also has my Offspring, like my Offspring album, my Green Day
so
album.
So it's really, going into a vampire
I've convinced my pack that this is my stuff and we're going in for a good reason. My alignment is good. So we are going in for like a good reason, but.
You paid good money for that.
You know,
panic.
I wouldn't mind it if I ran into, you know, my old fling. You know, well, I mean, I don't want to do that. I'm just saying, never mind. You know, just for my stuff. I'm coming for my stuff. I didn't leave that stuff there intentionally. All right.
Like, and so I can punch him in the face, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, secretly, just wink at me if you want me to punch him.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Go.
We got our signals.
I got to say, of
the, are we using AIM at 1987?
Of about
can I aim you a winky face?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Cool.
Of about the 20 you. Hammer Crawl games that I've run,
you wanna go back?
A good third of them have been people going into the dungeon to get back at their exes.
Priorities.
Listen,
seriously.
Okay, sorry. It was the black layer of the what?
The black layer of the vampire count.
Yes.
Okay. It's that unofficial fraternity on the edge of campus that's run by the goth kids.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, they deserve to get raided. We're running a very successful monthly rave, you know, like the She-Wolf and Vampire, uh-huh. like really Again, has its own market. But, you know, market. Like there were some disputes, you know, the Molly ran out. You never know. You just get, I'm getting my stuff, all right?
Right.
Getting
Who's paying for the Molly?
Don't worry about it. I'm just getting myself complicated.
I got some herbal ecstasy at the head shop, yo. It's fine.
And you know one very bullshit. Important question.
It's just vitamins.
Labia.
Yes.
You're a cleric, correct?
I am a cleric. It's Serafina Labia.
Serafina Labia. Who Thank is you. Your deity? Who do you draw power from?
In true 1997 form, I have fully embraced, I feel like, the craft. So obviously, the elements.
Yes.
I don't remember the movie well enough, shit. Like, so... The
Feruzabalk, that's all you need, you know.
Oh, just yeah, okay, okay. Feruzabalk, just off, obviously.
Our Lady Balk,
yeah.
All right, so Feruzabalk,
I am fully Wiccan.
Are we saying that Feruzabalk is one of the goddesses?
Sorry, that's
I guess we are.
I didn't mean to put
our like Hecate.
I mean, she's pretty awesome. She's I'm okay with awesome.
This. Is kind of how this game goes.
Feruzabalk, so like she's the main bad lady from the craft, also was in the second Wizard of Oz as a kid,
and in American History X,
super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And in the Island of Dr. Moreau.
So she's now a deity. Our Lady of the Feruza.
I don't have goth.
All right, so your deity is Feruzabalk.
Yes.
She is awesome. Worthy. She is worthy.
I feel like if we told her that on Twitter, she'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure, whatever. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, now I do want to note that one thing that I do is we build out the Hammer Crawl game world through every session by people adding more and more stuff. The pantheon of our world has now grown by one. Welcome, Feruza.
Feruza is not food-based. I'm just going to say you are way too into the food.
I mean,
I don't think Big Bird is either, though that I guess that could be argued.
Try me.
She could be like a goddess of mold. Like if you wanted to tie in like the food, she could be like the dark goddess of black mold.
No. Feruza is very much the elements, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
She's the nature goddess.
Yes.
Okay. I'm feeling that.
Fantastic. Yeah. We got to hit her up on Twitter.
The craft.
FYI.
What year did the craft come out?
I mean, Island of Dr. Moreau
was like 98. Like a character name or
woman,
something.
Which is like 90s.
I don't remember her character's name.
She was a cat.
I never saw it.
In Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, she was a cat? Okay, cat. Okay, cat lady.
Okay, we're going to take a break and watch the craft. We'll be right back.
BRB.
And we're back. That was
That was
shitty
great.
Movie.
Yeah.
No. It's really withheld.
Whatever. That was awesome.
Withstood the stand of time.
Okay. What was up with that party of five chick? I don't understand.
No.
So, ladies, before we go to get Delphine's stuff back from the vampire
LeCount
Blacklar. Vampire Blacklar. I have, because you've all been so nice to me and let me into your group and have really accepted me as one of your own, I know I don't have a lot of money, but I've got these 12 gold pieces. And before we go on our journey, I would just like to take you all to Hot Topic.
Aww.
And you each get, you know, four gold pieces to spend however you like. As my gift to you, just to say thank you.
Thanks.
Aww, that's so sweet.
I am totally.
I mean,
so
I don't care.
You said you had how many gold pieces?
12.
Yeah. Do you know what 4 times 4 is?
3. You get 3. You each get 3. Wait, hold on.
Oh, 3. Oh, we can't do math.
Divided
so cute,
by
guys.
4.
This is why we keep her around, don't you think?
Oh, just keep that. Just 3, keep that,
6, 9, 10, 11. You each get 3.
No, that's great. Thank you.
So you go to Hot Topic. You're like, all right, we're about to go to this dungeon, but you know what? We need to get some bling on. And so you go get some bangles.
Some
you get
pants.
Some armbands. You get some pants that have like
the trip pants,
all those little the straps and chains.
I want a dangly bondage
belly
pants.
Button
You get piercing. Like a shirt with a bunny rabbit that says "You suck" on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's giving you the finger, but it's like cute.
Lots of fishnet, you know. Yeah. Yeah. It really goes with the She-Wolf style. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, don't forget the fishnet.
I'm gonna wear my NSYNC T-shirt, ironically,
some into Marilyn Hot Manson Topic. Albums, okay. And you head on out to the dungeon.
Yes.
So, which Marilyn Manson song is playing as you finally coast up to the entrance?
Obviously, Beautiful People.
The Black Lair of the Vampire Count.
Something from Antichrist Superstar.
What's the
came out in 1996, I think.
Hold on.
Seven.
Oh, God.
Man That You Fear.
What the fuck? What have I done?
This isn't my steez, but all the, like, wooey 97 feminism stuff is. I don't know goth stuff for nothing, but.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're listening to Ani DiFranco.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Grown.
Malin secretly loves Ani, for sure. But he can't really talk about it.
Well, your group is gathered together. You have performed a successful commercial raid against the Hot Topic in your neighborhood. And you have decided, invigorated from your shopping experience, you step forth to go get some comeuppance upon the Vampire Count.
We're all looking good. We all have our fishnet and our bunnies of choice and like all accessories. Like, I got a lot of eyeliner on, so I am so looking
fierce.
You look
amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so ready for this. Y'all ready?
The entrance to the Black Lair of the Vampire Count is, as one would expect, most gothic and Transylvanian in nature.
It has a Cure poster on it.
There is a moat in front of you. The drawbridge is up between you and the massive gated entrance of the Black Lair. Is about 60 feet of chasm. However, the front door might not be the best place to go in. You remember he had something of a side entrance that he either let the servants and people that he was seeing that night see if he didn't want the help to know.
I know I'm kind of tall, but I can usually fit through most windowsills.
I got all the lockpicking skills we need. I know the side entrance. We're just going to go for the side entrance. I got this. I've been in and out of it. Let's not talk about it, you know, but, you know, it's cool. Let's go there.
Yeah, I just want to get inside so that I can kill things.
Yeah.
My mother says I'm lanky.
And she's right. She's right, Marwyn.
And magical.
Getting down to the side entrance is actually quite an easy feat if you know it's there. You are familiar with it from your many adventures back and forth to his man cave. But
and my ballywick is thief climbing.
It is.
So
it's really quite easy for you to get down. You don't even have to roll. However, you've got a group of
dinguses.
People of mixed.
Excuse me.
I am leading.
You have some dinguses following you.
As I am leading, I'm pointing out each intricate step to take, even for Trippy McQuirk to follow.
Are we looking at like a window or like a cellar?
How are we getting in? Is it a door?
So you have the area with the drawbridge that's up, and there's like this tiny little climb that goes down into the chasm that you wouldn't even know was there unless you were looking for it or it had been pointed out. Now, Delphine knows it because she's been here before. But anybody else, in order to traverse these treacherous precipices, you first will need, you can actually help them out by using your knowledge and your thief climbing to point out to them where to climb. All you got to do is roll a d20, and you're going to add your, let's say, it's a thief climbing. So it's is that your bailiwick?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So the thief climbing is based on strength. So, but since you're pointing it out to people, it's not going to be using your strength. You're going to be using your, we're going to use your charisma mod because you're trying to explain to them in a way that plebes would understand. Or dinguses.
Great. So
the
I have to roll
term is dingus,
a d20. Is that what you're saying?
Roll a d20.
I have a 16.
A 16. That's more. Well, what's your charisma mod? +1. And real quick, your bailiwick, you get advantage on checks related to it, which means what you do is you roll 2d20 and keep the highest of the two.
Great.
When you roll advantage.
13. So 16 is going to be
higher.
With a +1.
+1.
17.
That's significantly high. 17 or higher is super, super, super easy because you only needed a target of 12.
Perfect.
You have educated to them the way to go.
Yes.
Each of you is also able to make the climb down this treacherous descent into the chasm. And at the very bottom of this chasm, there's a stream that's maybe like 5 feet wide. It's kind of mucky and gross and smells of the leavings of the denizens of this dungeon. There's probably some kind of a pipe that comes out. Yeah, vampires are pretty gross.
Disgusting.
There's all this mystique about them and their
charm. I know,
they
think they're so goddamn cool.
And you know, when they're talking to you, you think they're pretty cool too.
Right?
But then they leave and you're like,
you smell the leavings and you realize they're dinguses just like us.
Well, there's about a 5-foot stream of vampire dingus leavings that you cross. And just beyond that is the hidden secret entrance to the Black Lair of the Vampire Count.
Ooh.
That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramunda Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firouza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is: watch where you step so you don't get any vampire dingus leavings on your shoes.